In China, stockholders are exuberant. Whether they're irrational is another question. The stock market in Shanghai has more than doubled in value so far this year. Some analysts say the market will have to turn back and correct itself. But as NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports, that's not slowing the rush of Chinese investors.
After two consecutive days of record-breaking highs, the Shanghai index dropped a bit today on profit-taking, but remained over the 6,000 mark. Analysts are increasingly certain that these astronomic highs are unsustainable and that a serious correction is around the corner. William Zheng is senior counsel for the firm Shepherd Mullin in Shanghai. He says that while a correction is likely, investors seem convinced that China's government would not allow a stock market crash to spoil next year's Beijing Olympics.
I think the last thing the Chinese government will do is to let its citizens complain about the market. I do agree with the point that the market will not crash, but there will be a correction between now and the Olympics.
Flush with stock profits, China has seen a jump in the number of dollar billionaires, going from just 15 last year to 106 this year, this according to the Hurun Report, a list of China's wealthy. Investors hungry for new stocks will not be disappointed this year. Big upcoming market listings include China Mobile, which has more cell phone subscribers than any other firm in the world, and PetroChina, Asia's largest oil and gas company. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.